welcome to a Bible-based imagination journey. Your imagination works best when you are relaxed, so please don't listen to this while driving. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths, preparing mind and body to receive the love of God through your imagination. You find yourself in heaven, standing before the throne of God. Thousands and thousands of angels circling the throne, calling out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." There are three steps going up to where the Father and the Son are seated. Holy Spirit hovers, magnifying their glory. The splendor, power, and energy emanating from them. It's too much. You close your eyes. Slowly kneel. And then lie flat on the floor. Because there's no strength in you. A hand touches your shoulder and takes your arm and helps you to stand. When you open your eyes, you are face to face with Jesus. He is holding your arms and supporting you. You are wearing a new robe. Jesus gives you a hug. In his embrace, it feels like an infusion of strength and confidence is flowing into your heart. Your strength returns, and you put your arms around him and hold him tight. He says, "Don't be afraid. You are a citizen of heaven. You are welcome here. We have always wanted you to be on our team and to share our joy. We have a lot of joy." So empowering, so refreshing. Oh, to live and abide in his embrace. He whispers in your ear, "Our Father wants to see you. You have his favor. He's joyful when he thinks about you. And he thinks about you all the time. His love for you is constant. It never changes. Jesus continues, "You must remember, Father loves you like he loves me." Jesus releases you from his embrace. He directs your attention to your right with his open hand, which has a nail hole in the center. It's bigger than you expected. The wounds were made larger as he hung for hours. He allowed himself to be rejected and cruelly killed by the humans he created, in hopes that no one would ever question his love for them. He is acquainted with suffering, and he can comfort us when we suffer. Jesus says, "It's because of Father's love that I came and died, so that you could have access to him. He wanted you in our community. You look to your right, and Father is standing next to you with open arms. You fall into his arms. It's the most beautiful hug you have ever experienced. All you've been looking for and longing for is here. Love, safety, connection, joy. You are finally home. Such delight to be in Father's arms. You feel love pouring from him into your heart, filling it up with warm love that increases and spreads to your arms and legs. Father whispers in your ear, "You've overcome many obstacles. You give me joy." Any time you want to spend with me, I'm glad to be with you. You linger there and bury your face in his soft robe. As love continues to flow from him into your heart, you don't want to leave. Father says, "You are a citizen of heaven. That means you can visit us anytime you like. and you are a part of our team. There's someone else I want you to meet, says Jesus. You release your grip on Father. He turns you to your right, but you don't see anyone. Jesus says, "It was better for you that I left, so that the Holy Spirit could come and be your helper, comforter, and guide." He's hard to see, but maybe you can sense his presence. He's giving you a hug now. You sense someone is giving you a hug, a joyful hug. And when you return the hug, it's like hugging a cloud that has a fire inside. Soft and comforting, yet confident and strong. The Holy Spirit whispers in your ear, "I am with you always. I love to teach you everything Jesus and your Heavenly Father want you to know. You feel peace pouring into your heart, surrounding you like a gentle rain or a soft snowfall. These are clearly the best friends you could ever have. What an amazing team. Standing in the middle of this community of love and support, you feel connected and special. You feel a warmth in your heart that moves through you. The four of you form a circle, and you have an arm around the back of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, face to face with Father, who has his arms around them also, touching your hands. He smiles at you and says, "Remember that you are deeply loved by all of us. You are no accident. We wanted you and planned for you before we made the world. We looked forward to your birth, and we all celebrated the day you were born. This is your true identity. You are loved. Remember that you are a part of our team. We chose you, and you can trust us to help. Between us, we have a lot of resources. Everyone laughs. And in this circle, you feel at home. And you can stay here as long as you like, in the joyful, secure embrace of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, your destiny, and true community, for you to enjoy now and for all eternity.